Hello, friend. I'm Roy Clute, pastor of Grace Bible Church. I'd like to take a few minutes of your time to talk with you about the most important decision you could ever make in this life. Now, I don't know why you logged on to this website or what motivated you to click on this particular message. Maybe you were just idly curious or perhaps intrigued by the titles. Or maybe you're responding to a spiritual hunger. You may not even recognize it as such. Perhaps recent events in the world have caused you to look deep within yourself and brought you face to face with your own complacency. Whatever the reason, I want to ask you a direct question and a personal question. Since we're not communicating directly, you don't have to answer me, but you do need to answer yourself and answer yourself honestly. If you were to die today, do you have any idea where you would go? Be honest now. In considering this subject, this is one time when you don't need to play games with yourself. If you die today, would you go to heaven or hell? Not sure? Well, if you're not sure, you have plenty of company. Neither are many millions of other folk. Maybe you haven't worried much about it. Or maybe you believe that there is no hereafter. But after you die, there's nothing as far as you're concerned. Or maybe you do believe in a hereafter, but there's not even heaven or hell. Just another plane of existence, or maybe you get reincarnated and you get another chance at life. Perhaps you do believe in heaven or hell, but you figure if you do more good things than bad things, St. Peter will open the pearly gates for you. Or maybe you've done some horrible things and you feel that you're doomed, and there's no way that God would forgive you. Maybe you just don't believe in God, or maybe you do. But you think that he doesn't really care one way or the other what you do. That you have no accountability to God. Perhaps you think God doesn't really care about sin. Well, friend, there are multiplied millions all over the world that hold these same and many other beliefs about God and heaven and hell. But there's a document that has been around for many years, and portions of it are more than 1,900 years. And it has something to say about all these beliefs. We know it as the Bible. And many millions of people throughout these 1900 years have staked their lives on the belief that the Bible is the very Word of God. Now, I'm not going to get into a discussion as to whether the Bible is or isn't in the inspired Word of God. This isn't the time for that. But I would like you, for these few minutes, just to assume that it is. And that what the Bible says is true, just for these few minutes. If you'll do that for me, I'd like to look at some of those beliefs and show you what the Bible says about them. Let's take them one at a time. Do you believe that there is no hereafter? That after you die, there's nothing? Listen to what Hebrews 9:27 says. Man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. The Bible says that there is an afterlife and that there will be a judgment. Do you believe there's not any heaven or hell? Listen to Isaiah 66:1. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Not only is there a heaven, but it's God's own throne. And then there's Matthew 5:12, which says, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. And John 14:2, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Not only is there a heaven, but people will be getting rewarded there and will be living there. Now, what about hell? Here's a passage in Luke 16:22-23, where Jesus is talking about a deceased rich man and said, the rich man also died and was buried in hell where he was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. In Revelation 20 verse 15, hell is referred to as the lake of fire. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. And in Psalm 9:17, the fate of the wicked is presented. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The Bible presents the reality of hell in no uncertain terms. Do you think that reincarnation will give you another shot at life? Look at Hebrews 9:27 again. Man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment. The Bible emphatically denies the existence of reincarnation. Do you think that if you do more good things than bad things, you'll get into heaven? Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that anyone would boast. The Bible makes it plain that no one can be saved by anything they can do. The Bible calls that works. So doing more good than bad won't get you into heaven. Maybe you don't think you're really a sinner. Well, 1 John 1:8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. And Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Do you think that you've done things so awful that you can't get forgiveness from God? Not so. The Bible declares in many places that salvation is available to all men. In John 6:37, Jesus says, whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. Acts 2:21, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Romans 5:18, consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. There is no sin you have committed that cannot be forgiven when you accept Jesus Christ as Savior. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Paul wasn't exaggerating here. He really was one of the worst sinners who ever lived. Listen to Isaiah 1:18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Do you think that God doesn't really exist? If so, I'm afraid the Bible isn't very flattering toward you. Listen to Psalm 14:1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. The Bible describes the atheist as a fool. But even the atheist can be saved if he changes his mind about God's Son. Do you think that God won't really hold all men accountable to Him? Don't kid yourself, my friend. You will be held accountable. Ecclesiastes 12:14 says, for God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, describes the last judgment. Then I saw a great white throne, and Him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from His presence, and there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what he had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Do you think that God doesn't really care about sin? Listen to Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God says the ultimate consequence of sin is death, but He also says that He has a gift for man, and that's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and that means you too, my friend. The Bible describes all men as coming under judgment, and that means you too. And the Bible describes all those whose names weren't found in the book of life as being cast into the lake of fire. So let me ask you again. If you were to die today, do you know where you would go? You might not be any closer to an answer than you were before. But perhaps now you're a little more concerned about that situation than you were a few minutes ago. Hopefully by now you have a sense of the terrible predicament that you're in if you have not accepted God's gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So what is this gift of eternal life? Let's talk about it for a moment. God the Father, who knows everything, past, present, and future, knew who you were back before He ever created man. Jesus Christ knew you too, and had you personally in mind when He went to the cross. They knew every sin you would ever commit. And so when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, the Father poured out on Him every sin that would ever be committed by every human who would ever be born, past, present, and future, including every one of your sins. God then judged those sins and condemned them, and He accessed the penalty for those sins, death. And so Jesus Christ died for the sins of mankind, yours, mine, everyone who ever lived and who will ever live. And because Jesus Christ died for your sins and mine, He made it possible for us to have eternal life with God instead of the second death or the lake of fire we read about a minute ago. So how do we go about getting this eternal life that Romans 6:23 talks about? Well, this is the good news, my friend, because all we have to do to live with God forever is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. That's all. We must express faith alone in Christ alone. Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Listen to Acts 4:12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. There is nothing we can add to faith in Christ either. Adding anything we can do is works. Remember Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son born of this kind, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What's the alternative? John 3:18, whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. My friend, if you have never believed in Christ, if you are an unbeliever, then in that condition you are without any hope for eternal blessings. Instead, eternal condemnation is your future, unless you make the one decision that is open to you. God has placed before you today the opportunity to gain eternal life, an eternity of inconceivable blessings in the very presence of God. We've already read about the alternative to this, that is eternal separation from Him. As an unbeliever, your eternal future is one of endless regret, misery, and conscious agony in the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. You can change this horrible future by one conscious decision. God has made a way of escape for you, but you must choose to do it God's way. This doesn't have to be your fate. Here's the great opportunity of your life. In fact, here's the greatest opportunity of your life, right in front of you. You can be saved right now, right there where you are at this very moment. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Simply in the privacy of your own thoughts, tell God the Father that you believe in Jesus Christ. The instant you do that is the instant that you receive eternal life and are assured of an eternity with the Lord. It doesn't have to be a fancy prayer. In fact, it's better if it's not, because no one is saved because of flowery phrases. Something as simple as this will do. Father, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I accept Him as my Savior. That's it. Faith alone, in Christ alone. My friend, if you've just prayed that prayer, then you're now a child of God. According to 1 Peter 1, 4 and 5, you have just entered, as the Scripture says, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power unto the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed. Now, if you've accepted Christ as Savior, then you're ready for the next part of God's plan, which is what we'll cover in the next message. What's after salvation? In the meantime, congratulations on the wisest choice you'll ever make. And welcome, my brother or sister in Christ, to the family of God.